This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare, Heart Health, Health News, and Technology channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Alexis Zervogloss, Chief Business Officer at Cardio, the award-winning digital health company. Alexis, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thanks very much for having me on the program, Eric.
And you're most welcome. It certainly is our pleasure. So for starters, can you give us a brief background on the company and its products?
Sure. So Cardio actually has its origins very much in the real world. We're a company that focuses on heart health, and we create sensors that collect all the important heart health data that you and your doctors need to give you the best care and to make sure you stay healthy for as long as possible. So we make a range of sensors. All of them connect to your smartphone or tablet. And from there, they go to the cloud, and we put them in the hands of your doctors or those around you and help keep you in top condition. The origins of the company are actually the father of the founder, Marco Peluso, had a heart condition, and the amazing thing was no one could actually figure out where it came from. The data coming from the devices that existed at the time was just so simplified, it was so difficult to use, and actually the tech they were using was stuff that was really from the 70s or the 80s. So Marco was amazed with all the amazing stuff going on in the technological world today, none of this was being put to use in the medical world and in the area of heart health. So he set about creating a company, and we have created a company that actually starts to bring the kind of tech that we use every day on our smartphones, that we use every day when we log onto the internet, and bring it to bear here so that actually we can collect data in a timely fashion and we can use it. If you think about it, an airplane crosses the Atlantic Ocean and provides millions and millions of data points on how well the engines are running, what the weather's like. There's a whole load of data being generated to make sure that plane flies safely. And yet we, who are such complicated beings, are actually getting maybe 3, maybe 4 checkups a year, just a few numbers here and there to try and keep us on the road and to keep us healthy, which is kind of nuts in this day and age. So those are the origins of the company, and that's our mission. Our mission is to actually collect data that makes people's lives better.
What is Cardio's vision, and where do you see the health industry heading into the future?
I think if you look at the U.S. and if you look more broadly, there are some very topical issues around healthcare. And, as we move from one presidential administration to another, it's a really hot button topic. But some fundamentals are here to stay, and that is that we're all living longer. We all want to live more healthily as we get older. And the costs of the system are starting to crush everyone's pockets and the nation's pockets. So the focus from our point of view and the vision is on moving from healthcare that responds once you get ill to true preventative healthcare. So that means collecting the kind of information that will help you stay healthy and won't just try and get you back to being healthy once you get ill. And doing it in such a way that is efficient, that is actually very usable and is enjoyable to use. The thing about all of us, the thing about human nature is you can't force people to do things. You actually have to make them want to. And so our vision as a company is to try and create an experience that actually makes people want to come back and want to look after themselves. To do that, we are creating devices that actually leverage the kind of tech that's out there today. Your smartphone is an amazingly powerful object that you carry with you every day and that becomes the sort of hub of everything you do. So we try and leverage that tech and make the most of it. And alongside it, we have to create sensors. We need to create data. So we have a number of products. First one is Cardio Arm, which is our blood pressure monitor. Second one is Cardio Base, which is our connected scale and body analyzer. And the third one is Cardio Core, which is our wearable ECG monitor or EKG monitor, depending how you call it. So this is something you strap on to your chest that collects 20 million data points a day about how you're doing and how your heart is performing in your cardiovascular system. So our vision is to create these sleek devices that people like to have around them that then collect the data and analyze it and learn from it in order to help you be the healthiest you can be and to head off at the pass any potentially worrying trends to keep you in that top condition.
Absolutely phenomenal what we can do today with technology, especially in regards to our health, and we really appreciate what you're doing in this space as well. Now, you just went to CES. How was it, and did you make any announcements?
Well, CES is an incredible place. You see some of the craziest things, some objects you never imagined should even exist, but you also see where the industry is and where it's heading. So for us, we love it. We get a huge amount of attention there, and a lot of people want to know what we're doing. We made a big announcement, which is that QuadioCore, the wearable ECG monitor that I just described to you, is now available for pre-sale. So we saw, we had so much interest in the product. We had we're seeing the impact of the pent-up demand for that. And we started taking orders for it at CES. And actually, we had a number of record-breaking days from a corporate perspective because the interest, both from the press and from people buying it, was so strong. So this is a device that actually does something that was never possible before. It makes it possible for anyone to simply strap a very simple and very sleek and light device onto their chest and start really monitoring in great medical-grade, clinically validated detail the performance of their heart. The heart health is the single biggest topic, health topic in the U.S. today. It accounts for 30% of the U.S. spend, and that is actually growing faster than any other category. And to put the number on that, actually the U.S. in the next couple of years will be spending $1 trillion a year on heart health. So it's a massive and massively important subject. And that's why we've set ourselves the challenge of solving it. QuadioCore is a huge step in that direction. And it's part of the general trend that I'm sure you've seen that is the consumerization of healthcare. We used to go to the doctor and the doctor would tell us, look, this is what you should do. Here is a prescription, go buy that and follow your instructions. The world's changed massively. And now what we do instead is we have something, we're uncomfortable with it, or we hear from someone else, we research it ourselves online, and then we go to the doctor and we tell them, look, this is what's wrong with me and this is what I'd like you to do about it. Now, sometimes we're right, sometimes we're wrong, but the trend remains strongly that actually healthcare is consumerized. It is led by the individual now. It is no longer led by the doctor. And we actually see that as a positive trend as long as we can make sure that the individual is well-informed, is empowered with the right data, and can actually work with their doctor to give themselves the best possible care.
Today we are visiting with Alexis Zervogloss, Chief Business Officer at Cardio, the award-winning digital health company, here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare, Heart Health, Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Alexis, tell us more about CardioCore and how it improves heart health. And who is the ideal customer, and what are the benefits here?
Sure. So QuadioCore is collecting the ECG. So what ECG is it's an electrical view of your heart. It takes a slice through your heart, not physically, obviously, but just in terms of viewing, and sees how each muscle in each chamber is firing, whether everything's working well. What we do with QuadioCore is we actually do that. We take three different views of the heart, which gives us an even more in-depth data. But then we go on to actually pack it with a number of other sensors, which create context around that data. If you think about it, when you feel funny and you go to the doctor and you try and describe your symptoms, the first thing the doctor will do is ask you a barrage of questions to know everything around your condition. He wants to know, what were you doing? How were you feeling? What had you eaten? Did you sleep well? What we're trying to do is take the guesswork out of that process by actually tracking as much as we can. So QuadioCore itself, I mentioned, is 20 million data points a day. What it's doing is not only doing this three-dimensional ECG, but in addition, we're tracking body temperature continuously, movement and posture, so we know whether you were running after a bus when your heart started racing or whether you were lying at home watching TV, because those are two very different bits of context. We're also tracking stress levels through something called galvanic skin response, and we're also tracking your respiratory rate. So here we've created for the doctor, in this incredibly detailed and accurate form, an entire view of you and what you're doing when the condition arises. So now a doctor is empowered to actually make a far better and better informed diagnosis than he would normally do when you went into his office and described vaguely some symptoms, and he tried to use all his experience to come up with a diagnosis. So the first use, and answering your question about who the ideal customer is, the first ideal customer is someone with a heart condition or someone who wants to establish a healthy baseline to head off a future heart condition at the pass. But the other direction here is in the sports world, and particularly in the elite sports world, the use of generic fitness trackers and so on to optimize performance is actually proven insufficient. If you do a step count or if you do an activity count, that's going to give you some information. But to optimize performance, to really be the very best that you can be, what you have to do is actually move all the way into the medical side, getting real accurate medical grade data and using that to optimize performance. So Cardiac Core is incredibly useful to someone looking to train to their absolute maximum, perform to their absolute maximum. A big driver of that is a metric that we can accurately measure called heart rate variability. This tells you how your heart rate increases or decreases according to external stimuli. And using that, HRV as it's called, using that you can actually decide today, how should I go out there? What kind of condition am I in? Is today a day when I'm training that I should push to the limit? Or is today a day when I should just take it easy and do a little light aerobic work while my body is in recovery? Using these kind of this kind of information which Cardiac Core generates, you can actually optimize your training and optimize your performance over time. So what we're seeing is a lot of interest from elite sports, professional sports teams in pretty much every field in using Cardiac Core to actually measure their athletes and to determine their training programs.
If you would, Alexis, tell us, how does your technology connect with doctors?
We believe, firstly, the information generated by our devices is information that belongs to the patient or the user, and that's always going to be the case. But ultimately, that information is best used in the hands of the people that can make the most use of it. So very often that is doctors. What we do is we take the information from the device, we pass it through smartphones or tablets into the cloud, and when it's in the cloud, we pass it on to the big electronic health record platform. So we're integrated with all of the big guys that everyone's primary physician probably uses or the hospitals use. And we will always make sure that if the patient chooses, they can pass the data through straight into those platforms. So what we're doing there is making sure it's in the hands of whoever can use it best. The only problem with a lot of those platforms, though, is that they are relatively static. So they're extremely efficient at storing data. You can think of it as an electronic version of a simple filing cabinet. So it's fast, you can open the drawer quickly and pick out the relevant file and have a look at the data. But while the data is closed in that file, nothing is happening with it. And this is, in a way, a leftover again from a previous generation. So if you look by contrast at companies in today's tech world, they're getting data streaming at them from all directions, and they're acting on it. They're actually saying, okay, usually, unfortunately, they're acting on it to push advertising at you. But, you know, Amazon may receive a whole load of information about you, and they use that to suggest a product you may want to buy. Facebook or Twitter are constantly putting adverts in your feeds. And the way they're all doing this is by looking at the data that's streaming in, analyzing it continuously as it comes in, and then making a decision of what products to push in your direction. We're taking that kind of thinking, that kind of cutting-edge technology, and applying it to health. So we're not using it to push advertising. We're not using it to push products at you. What we use it for is to actually make information usefully available to the doctor. So if you ask any doctor today what they think about digital health, which is the field we're in, they love it in theory, and they're terrified of it in practice. The reason they're terrified of it in practice is that they're worried that a patient is going to email them an attachment with some data in it, and if they didn't open it in time and if something happened, are they liable? How are they supposed to deal with all this unstructured flow of information? So we have a product called Quadio MD, which is a platform through which a doctor can actually view all the data generated by our devices, and that platform automatically clusters and prioritizes all those patients into groups. So by logging in, a doctor can look at all their patients, even if it's 1,000 or 10,000 patients. In one glance, they can see which ones are generating data that might require further attention. Ultimately, we are simply a platform. It's up to the doctor how they act on that information, but we are analyzing it for them, and we're collecting the data, prioritizing it, and making it presentable to them in a form that's very easily actionable and upon which they can easily respond to the patient and just to the ones that need the attention. So again, it's about bringing today's tech to bear on a world that is actually much more important than the tech world, which is our health.
You got that right, and we really have appreciated your time in getting us more acquainted with Quadio and its services and products. If you would, tell our listeners where we can get more information about Quadio online.
So please, they can go straight to our website, www.getquadio.com. That's GETQARDIO.com. www.getquadio.com. There we have a lot of information on our products and our platform, our solutions as I just described, and also that's where the products are actually available if they would like to get them.
Fantastic. Well, once again, Alexis, we thank you for all that you're doing in the space and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Much appreciated.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We have been speaking with Alexis Zervoglos, Chief Business Officer at Quadio, the award-winning digital health company. And for more information, simply visit getquadio.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare Heart Health, Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.